This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Somebody asked me, how do we reconcile going to Western courts, especially in marital or divorce issues, when it conflicts with Islamic law?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
This is again a very, very deep question, and perhaps we'll have a longer session about this. However, realize that this question, number one, it is generally theoretical and not practical. Why? Because we do not have any legislative power. It's just talk. In the end of the day, the legislative power belongs to the country that you're living in. And number two, generally speaking, people who go to the courts are not interested in Islamic law. So a couple is having an argument or issue, or two people are having an issue, they go to the court, they're not interested in what a faqih or a qadi or a sheikh has to say. They've already decided it. Thirdly, this issue is highly problematic as well, because the far right loves to jump on this and to claim that us Muslims are not patriotic. And you probably are aware, a few years ago there was an arbitration court here in Dallas, and national media jumped on it. Oh, Sharia is being applied in Dallas. There was Fox News, CNN, everybody went berserk. And what was it? It was a family arbitration, little court, little room, where the imam would arbitrate between husband and wife, and the national media went berserk on it. So I have to be very careful, because everything I say can and will be used against me in Fox News. You have to be really careful how things are said over here. And we have to realize, as Muslims, we really need to educate ourselves. Subhanallah. We Muslims, we have to educate ourselves. Do you know that our Jewish cousins in this country, they are operating a parallel system of courts for the last 50 years. And it is institutionalized, it is ratified by the government, it is completely legit, but nobody raises an eyebrow. And this system is called Bet Din, literally Bet Din, the house of law. Din means law. Even in Arabic, Din can also mean law, Qanun. Bet Din, the house of law, Bet Din. And the Orthodox and conservative Jewish groups, they have hundreds of these mini courts, including here in Dallas, Bet Din, where business partners, husband and wife, can go in front of an actual rabbis, like Sharia, like judges, Islamic judges. They have rabbis who are trained not in American law, but in what? In Jewish law. And they will get their court case in that Jewish Bet Din. The Bet Din will ratify, and the government will allow these two parties to arbitrate. Nobody raises an eyebrow. When we want to do it, subhanallah, the whole world objects. Why? Frankly, because we didn't do our own homework. And we didn't know what to say, and we didn't do it professionally. So, in a nutshell, ideally this topic needs to be explored more, and that's one of the reasons I'm answering this question, to raise public awareness. Why can't we have our own equivalent of Bet Deens? Why can't we? Why can't we? I'll tell you why. Because we are not organized. Otherwise, the law allows it. The Constitution allows it. And frankly, the courts embrace it. Why do the courts embrace it? Because it takes the headache off of their back. Instead of a longer list, you can say, okay, and by the way, this is only in certain areas. Areas where the court allows arbitration. The court will never allow you to do arbitration when it comes to crime. When it comes to stealing or rape or murder. No, of course not. Only when two people are disputing amongst themselves, and they both agree that we want a religious arbitration, not a secular arbitration. They both agree, and there's no third party. So you cannot have Bet Din, even in the Jewish system, when it comes to child custody. You have to go to the secular courts. Because that's where the court says, oh no, we cannot have faith-based. But if a husband and wife without children, they want to reconcile, right? If two business partners want to reconcile, the American Constitution, the court system, welcomes arbitration. Go ahead, you guys do it, take it off our back. So we should have no problems where the court allows us to also do the same thing, but it is a voluntary opt-in. Both parties have to opt-in, and they sign that they will opt-in. And there was a famous case, I think a decade ago, where a Jewish couple, they went to the Bet Din, then the wife disagreed, she sued in a civil court, and the civil court sided with the Bet Din. And they said, look, you signed. You signed willingly that I want to go to the Baddeen. Now you cannot, when the judgment is something you don't like, you cannot then go and say, oh, I'm sorry, I disagree. No. So you agree, you have to live up to your word to it. So this is a voluntary opt-in system. And we should also do this. As far as I know, it does not happen anywhere in America, in the Muslim community, even though it's happening in every large city in the Jewish community. And honestly, this is one of those areas where we Muslims, we need to learn from the Jewish people and sit with them and see what have they done. And there are many Jewish rabbis that are willing to help us out in this regard, because they realize the more the merrier. They realize their safety in numbers. They realize the more people do this, the better it is for them. So many things, we and them, we have so many things in common. And that's why in some European countries, Jewish and Muslim communities have come together, kosher and halal, circumcision. They've come together because the laws affect the both of us. So politics have their role and we have disagreements. But when it comes to living as minorities, we have so much work that we can do together. And that's something, it's a topic that needs to be discussed. In any case, this is all theoretical. Realistically, what is to be done? My response is, this is a case-by-case verdict. We cannot make a generic statement. If a Muslim couple goes to the secular courts, and I'm talking specifically about either a business partnership or a marriage relationship, they go to the secular court, and they're not interested in what the Sharia has to say, then what can I do about them? What can I do? Leave it to their affairs. If they are interested, first they should come to the Sharia compliant, and then see what can be done. See if we can do some type of arbitration within an Islamic realm with the ratification of the secular court. And that should be done. We can institute mini bet deans. You don't need a formal body. You can just have a legally binding arbitration. Any lawyer can give you a document that says these two people are fighting and they've agreed to go to this arbitration, and that arbitration will be legally binding as long as these conditions are met. So I encourage all of you Muslims that have any dispute to think about going to a qualified, you know, faqih, a qualified mufti who knows the basics of American law and also the mechanism of a lawyer, and get it done. Now, suppose it wasn't done. And this is where the problem arises, and with this we conclude. Suppose it wasn't done, and especially marital issues. Because by the way, business partnerships, generally speaking, secular courts and Islamic law will be pretty similar. Business partnerships, generally speaking, you know, whatever the agreement is going to be by the agreement, whatever the contract was. So overall, there will be much more overlap. But family law, marriage and divorce, clearly we have separate systems. So what can be done? This is a tricky one, case by case basis. I'll speak generically. If the husband goes to the divorce court, it's pretty clear that a talaq has taken place, because the talaq is the right of the husband. So if the husband initiates talaq in the secular system, it is an Islamic talaq. The bigger question comes, what if the wife goes to the divorce court and the husband is not wanting to do that? This is, once again, I'm speaking generically. Do not apply anything I say to any specific case. First and foremost, every case is separate and unique. Go to a qualified faqih or mufti. Secondly, speaking in generics, if the wife, quote-unquote, sues for divorce in a secular system for reasons that go back to her own personal issues, not abuse, not he's not taking care of me, it's like I just don't want to remain married, like her own issues, and the husband eventually signs on to that divorce proceedings, inshallah, generally speaking, we can say this is a type of khula. This is a type of khula, which is an Islamic mechanism of divorce that comes from the woman. So she is suing for divorce for personal reasons. She's not saying he's beating me up. She is not saying he's not maintaining. She's simply saying, I don't like the guy. I don't want to remain married to him. That's her personal choice. In Islamic sharia, this is called khula. And khula has its rulings and ahkam and whatnot. So if the husband signs on, this is a type of khula, no problem. More complicated, and therefore I'm not going to give a generic verdict. What if she says he's beating me? What if she says he's not taking care of me? What if she says he's abandoned me? And then she goes to the Islamic court and then successfully gets divorced. And the husband, which unfortunately is not uncommon, is simply a bad person. And he's simply not showing up to the divorce, and he simply allows the court to do whatever. Is this talaq or not? And the response to this, the fiqh council has said, in such cases, the lady should come to the local scholar, a faqih, an alim, present her case, and if he sees that there is validity, he may grant the Islamic divorce on top of the secular one. right? So he will look, and the most classic example, abandoned husband. This is the most classic example, right? The husband is just a nasty person. He leaves the wife, says, I'm not going to divorce you. Whatever, you know how it goes in our culture. I'm not going to divorce you. You go and see what you can do. What can she do? Miskina, she doesn't have anything. She goes to the secular. She sues for divorce. She's successful. But Islamically, the nikah hasn't been broken. So what fiqh counsel has said, this lady should come to a reputable cleric, a alim, a sheikh. He should examine, verify that this man has indeed abandoned her. This man is indeed not taking care of her. And then on top of that, he will then say, yes, this man has not fulfilled his duties. He should try to contact, as is the Islamic case, hear his side of the story. If the man verifies that, you know what, he's just being an evil person, he may, the sheikh may then add on and say, yes, the talaq has taken place. And then essentially ratify the secular divorce. Now, what if it cannot be ratified? That's where the gray area comes, and I cannot give a generic fatwa, case by case basis. But the bottom line, we need to work within the system. And by the way, the Maliki school, and it is the most advanced school when it comes to fiqh of minorities, because the Maliki school flourished in Andalus after the collapse of the Nasirid dynasty. For 200 years, the Muslims were a minority. So Maliki fiqh developed many laws about what should Muslims do in minority situations. And they were the ones who said, when there is no Islamic system, when there is no Islamic qada, then every community will appoint its own scholar to act as the qadi, enforced by the community. The community will then, there is no judgment from Islamic, you know, state now. So what does one do? The Muslim community will say, this is our committee. What the committee says will go. So that we should do the same in this community as well. In every community where we have a group of ulama, 2-3, generally 2-3 is good, because one person might be mistaken. 2-3, you do that, and they will then decide these family matters and base it based upon that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, inshallah.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنا في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال